Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, the legendary Bruce Molsky, who has been around for many, many, many years doing old-time fiddle. And on this album, he plays guitar and banjo and sings and does a lot of traditional stuff. If it ain't here when I get back, Bruce Molsky on Tree Frog Records. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk going on for a long, long, long time and still alive and kicking. Actually, it's not in, not only just kicking, it is alive and stable. Doesn't have to kick. And that's where we're at with Inland Folk. This is what we call an evergreen show, as opposed to a deciduous one. This is a show that has no conifers. This is, actually, evergreens are conifers, so it would. It would be, yeah. This is a cone-shaped show. And the thing about it is because we call it an evergreen show, it's ageless and evergreen. We can run this anytime we choose. And so there are no references to calendars or events or anything like that unless we speak of it in a very, very broad construct. Just to play a whole bunch of music, talk a little bit about music, talk a little bit about ideas in music and concept, but mainly just listen to music. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Bruce Molsky coming back. Right now, Warren Haynes. This is from a benefit concert. I'm trying to figure out who is a benefit for. But I got a lot of people on this album. There are a whole ton of folks on this thing. Bob Weir. Remember Bob Weir used to be with the Grateful Dead? Yeah, he's on this album and his buddies. And this is with Dan Lewis, his version of Going to Carolina, In My Mind.
This is Donnie Lewis right here. Welcome to the 14th annual Christmas Jam. Please put your hands together for Asheville's own Sons of Ralph. Thank you.
Ooh, the Sons of Ralph, man. They're doing the alternative work on that, that Mando thing. Oh, my gosh, called 111. And this is from a benefit concert, 2002, at the Asheville Civic Center in North Carolina. The album was released in 2011. Warren Haynes presents. He also did Going to Carolina, in my mind, kind of an introductory thing, kind of pretty good version. It'd be interesting to see what would happen if they had done the whole song with Donnie Lewis on the fiddle. Wow. I thought it was Dan Lewis there, but that's okay. This is Inland Folk, and I'm Don Marr, and that's how that goes. All righty, we want to go back to Bruce Mulske, the legendary Bruce Mulske, the man and his version of Cumberland Gap. Old, 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 old song. There are actually words to it, Cumberland Gap. Won't take a nap, heading south for Cumberland Gap. Old song, old. This goes back into the migration westward to Tennessee. So that's how old this thing is. Yes, indeed.
the king of sailors all. Somebody, oh. Yes, a Kiba sailor is the king of sailors all. Somebody, oh. Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh. Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh. The captain is the king of captains all. Somebody, oh. Yes, the Kiba captain is the king of captains all. Somebody, oh. Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh. Johnny, somebody, oh. Somebody, oh. Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh.
Distress on till the bar, a brisk and lively crew came bearing down, and the captain cried, "We'll see what we can do." Came bearing down with might and main, in spite of land away. They did all they could, the sailors would, those precious lives to save. And I dream of you, I dream of sleep, I dream of being warm, and pray the sea will leave me be to see another dawn. Now some in boats they tried to reach that kind and friendly bar, and numbers of their lives were saved, but the night came on pitch dark. What mortal man then could do more when the storm increased on strong, and the rest now sleep in the briny deep along with the Dandenong. And I dream of you, I dream of sleep, I dream of coming home, but a mile of water buries me beneath this raging foam. And I dream of this raging storm.
I really enjoy this album. Bruce Mulsky, The Wreck of the Dandenong. What a great song. And the way he does it old style. That's probably as close as we can get without sounding so authentic that it's. We had one of our engineers back here at Northwest Public Radio saying, find all the people that can't sing and just call it folk music. And, you know, when you get to the real authentic folks down from the South, the ones that they do field recordings of, they do sound pretty raspy, and it's hard for the modern ear to take. However, that being said, those folks had the real energy towards these old songs. And, you know, younger folks have a real difficult time listening to old guys from the South sing some of these songs. Well, Bruce Mulsky, who himself is actually, you know, he's not a spring chicken anymore. But the point is he's the closest to the energy in terms of modern singers that do this traditional stuff. And, you know, we even the best young traditional singers now put modern influence on it, which is healthy for music. That's the way it's supposed to go. But at the same time, when you can hear it sung the way it probably was sung 150, 200 years ago, that's really, really something. Bruce Mulsky from his album, If It Ain't Here When I Get Back. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's here. I just think this is an awesome album. On Tree Frog Records. You know what? And then that was The Wreck of the Dandenong. We heard that river from Pinton Dale from their album Heart of Gold. We're going to hear the Wreck of the Lady Washington right after the break. Yes, indeed. But we do have to take the break. Playlist at nwpr.org. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming right back. We have lots more music. You just hang on because we're coming back. Mm-hmm.
Partly to mostly cloudy today and tonight, breezy and smoky. High temperatures 82 in Pullman, 87 in Lewiston, with lows tonight in the upper 50s to upper 60s. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy with gusty winds, highs in the 80s to the lower 90s.
It takes funding from a variety of sources to keep Northwest Public Radio on the air. Grants, financial contributions from listeners like you, and sponsorship from community partners, including Pullman Disposal and Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories. Learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them. Just send an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.
It was 1991, on October the 17th day, when the gallant ship, the Lady Washington, from Pasco sailed away. Brave souls from Pasco sailed away. Now look out on the foremast peak, Teddy Key, so young and fair. He would guide them under the railroad bridge with only 4 feet to spare. Brave souls with only 4 feet to spare. Now they were 100 feet from that railroad bridge when a green light turned to red. Reverse engines come about, but Teddy cried out, for the bridge is coming down ahead. Brave souls, the bridge is coming down ahead. Now they were doing 4 knots, and the current was swift, and that ship just could not stop. Captain Sandy pulled the tiller and he turned her half around as the bridge continued to drop. Brave souls, the bridge continued to drop. Now as the bridge came down, look out aloft, he tried to push that bridge away. It was a reflex thing and he knew that it was dumb, but he tried it anyway. Brave soul, he tried it anyway. And the bridge came down and they were stuck broadside, and the mainmast and gaff did crack, but they didn't capsize, and no lives were lost. But they'll probably never come back anymore. They'll probably never come back. The 26 passengers aboard that ship, they were shaken, dazed, and pale. Well, they never reached you, Matilla, that day, but they'll never forget that sail. Brave souls, they'll never forget that sail. Now to lose our mast, the captain cried, well, it grieves my heart full sore. But to be struck down by a railroad bridge, it grieves me 10 times more. Brave souls, it grieves me 10 times more. Now Pasco is a dreadful place, it's a land that's seldom green, where the dust storms blow and the trains come and go, but the tall ships are seldom seen. Brave souls, the tall ships are seldom seen anymore. The tall ships are seldom seen.
Oh, The Wreck of the Lady Washington, true story, written by Mickey Perry, our own Mickey Perry, down there in the Tri-Cities, and the story of the wreck of the Lady Washington. You know, there are people that they used the Lady Washington in Star Trek Generations. You know, the movie that came out that featured both captains, and it would have been like Star Trek, let's see, movie-wise, what, 7, I believe? And maybe 8. Anyway, it would have been 7. And it had both Shatner and Patrick Stewart, and And anyway, there's a big party on board a ship, and that ship is the Lady Washington. And actually, there are people that I know that are sort of extras walking around that are actually in that movie. Yeah. And the lady, this was after they repaired the masts and everything because of that big wreck right around Pasco. So there you go. Alrighty, the wreck of the Lady Washington, which followed the wreck of the Dandenong. And so enough wreckage. Let's talk about John Barleycorn. Of course, they kind of wreck him, but the results are a lot more positive. Indeed, 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 John Barleycorn. Tim Eakin.
From out of Kent, for to plough for wheat and rye. And they made a vow and a solemn vow, John Barleycorn must die. So they ploughed him deep in the furrow, so dry over his head. These three men home rejoicing when John Barleycorn was dead. But the sun shone warm and the wind blew soft, and it rained in a day or so. Barleycorn fell the wind and rain, and he soon began to grow. And the rye began to grow as well, and the rye grew quickly tall. But barleycorn grew short and stout, and he so amazed them all. Him off at the knee, and worse than that, John Barleycorn, they served him barbarously. For they hired men with pitchforks to toss him onto a load. When they tossed John Barleycorn, they tied him down with cords, and they hired men with thresholds to beat him high and low. They came smack smack on poor Jack's back, till the flesh began to flow. So they put him into the kiln, him to dry his bones. And when he came out, John Barleycorn,
crushed between two stones, and they put him into the mashing tub, thinking to burn his tail. And when he came out, John Barleycorn, they called him homebrewed ale.
Century lived two young Norwegians, so brave and so bold. Frank Samuelson, only halfway through his 20s, George Harbo had just become 30 years old. Now Harbo had spent all his life on the water. He shipped in square riggers when only a lad. His partner likewise was no stranger to working. No matter the task, he gave all that he had. That year a rich publisher offered a challenge that men in a vessel, no matter the size, couldn't cross the Atlantic without steam or canvas, and $10,000 he named as the prize. Now dredging up oysters by hand is no picnic, and these two Norwegians were tough as a whip. Says Frank, if we row only 4 miles an hour, in 54 days we could finish the trip. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way. Obtaining a sponsor, they started their training. They ordered a dory of cedar and oak, just 18 feet long with a draft of 8 inches, and Fox was the name of their cockle shell boat. On the 6th day of June, 1896, Messrs. Harbo and Samuelson started to row. They took food and water to last until August, and the newspapers said they were foolish to go. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way. From the slips of Manhattan, they rode through the Narrows, out onto the Gulf Stream and over the deep. Each day they would row 18 hours together. At night they took turns getting 3 hours sleep. Their stove wouldn't light, so they ate cold provisions. Their arms and their legs became swollen and cramped. The odd passing vessel that took them on board was their only relief from the cold and the damp. Then out on the Grand Banks, the weather attacked them. The wind humped the water into mountainous waves. They lashed down their oars and tied on their lifelines and prayed they were not going straight to their graves. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way. Then out of the dark came a monstrous wave, capsizing the Fox and a terrified crew. Their lifelines held fast, but they lost half their water, and most of their food, it was swept away too. They carefully rationed the little remaining, praying for help as they rode o'er the brine. Then out in the distance they spied a tall ship with the colors of Norway a-floating behind. The captain could not be convinced they weren't crazy, but he gave them supplies and they went on their way. By the lines on the charts they were halfway to Europe, but now they must row 60 miles every day. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way. The weather held fair, and the two men kept pulling all through each long day and far into each night. Then early one morning before the sun rose, far out on the horizon they spotted a light. On August the 1st they made land off St. Mary's, on the south coast of England just by Bishop's Rock. In amazement the townsfolk gathered down by the water, where Harbo and Samuelson barely could walk. Most men would have stopped then to bask in the glory, after having been sun-beaten, capsized and starved. But they were both back in the boat the next morning, and in less than a week they arrived at Le Havre. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way. So those of you listening who yearn for adventure, like Harbo and Samuelson so long ago, like them, be prepared for the task you are facing. They were not only brave, but by God they could row. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way. We'll see you in France, or we'll see you in heaven, cried Harbo and Samuelson out on the bay. Two hardy young oystermen after adventure, and no one believed they could row all the way.
Judges, how cruel they've been for sending us lads to Australia. I fell in love with a woman, both handsome and gay. I neglected my work more and more every day. And to keep her like a lady, I went on the highway. And for that, I got sent to Australia. You should see how they stand with their whips in their hand. They drove us like horses to plough up their land. You should see us poor fellas, we worked in the jail yard. How sad was our plight in Australia. Oh England, I will never see you more. For I'm stricken with fever, cast down a death's door. But if ever I live to see 7 years more, I'll then bid adieu to
South Australia I was born.
Heave away, haul away.
South Australia round Cape Horn.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
As I stepped out one morning fair.
Heave away, haul away.
There I met Miss Nancy Blair.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
I shook her up, I shook her down.
Heave away, haul away.
I shook her round and round that town.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
There ain't one thing that grieves my mind.
Heave away, haul away.
To leave Miss Nancy Blair behind.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
As you wallop round Cape Horn.
Heave away, haul away.
You wish to God you'd never been born.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
As I land in Australia's sand.
Heave away, haul away.
With a bottle of whiskey in my hand.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
It's back again to Liverpool.
Heave away, haul away.
I spent me pay like a bloody fool.
We're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
It's another merry port springtime. The blossom is fresh on the trees. We open our hatch to a half-empty catch, brought home on a half-empty breeze. It's hardly surprising so little's been caught. There's a fleet of Dutch beamers way off on the port. The Spanish, the French, aye, they're still around, as together we harvest the same barren ground. In another merry port springtime, in another merry port.
springtime.
It's another merry port summer. The children, they swim in the dock, while out on the strand, by the long golden sand, we sit and we stare at the clock. Our quota's been cut now almost to naught. They've sold all the fish before they've been caught. They turn a deaf ear to our cries for help. If you can't catch the cod, change tack for the kelp. In another merry port summer, in another merry port summer. It's another merry port autumn, with the mist drifting in on the neap. With the state of the pound, we're all run aground. Our hopes lie like nets in a heap. But I can remember a far better time, with such a rich harvest way out on the brine. Though boats still go out, come some snow or rain, we fear that these good times will not come again.
In another merry port autumn, in another merry port autumn.
It's another merry port winter, my anger is hard now to hide. These long wasted years, how they drive us to tears, as we wait for a turn in the tide. But hope springs eternal, that's what they say, and as gulls circle round at the end of the day, they swoop and they dive as in search for the sun. Let us pray there is hope while the Ellen still runs.
In another merry port winter, in another merry port winter, as we wait for a turn in the tide.
It's an interesting album. I'd forgotten that I had this or never heard it or something. Kimber's Men, they're a shanty group. Followed Arbon Samuelson in Australia with Tim Van Eken. And yeah, looking pretty good, looking pretty good. Playlists at nwpr.org. Want to thank Brett Charbot and Marie Glenn and Kevin Rinker and Chris Stordahl for doing all the production assistance on this show. We still have 2 hours left to go. We're not signing off. We just got to thank everybody so that everybody knows who to thank. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back.
It's a minute before 12 noon. Stay with us for the second hour of Inland Folk coming up in just a moment here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, where support for our programming comes from the Dayton Chamber of Commerce. Located in the foothills of the Blue Mountains, historic Dayton is a regional destination for outdoor enthusiasts, foodies, and those who enjoy history or specialty shopping. Details include visitor's guide and lodging information at historicdayton.com. Dayton Chamber of Commerce, expect the unexpected.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Allied Arts. The 64th Annual Outdoor Festival, Art in the Park, showcases the works of 200 artists and craftsmen, art, food, and music, July 25th and 26th, along the river in Richland's Howard Amon Park. Details at alliedartsrichland.org.